All right, we'll go ahead and get started to be on time today. It's 4 p.m. Thanks everyone for joining. We do have distributed just the phone number for this conversation. So we're expecting interested partners to be joining over the phone only. This conversation is being recorded for note-taking, and so we can capture our questions and answers for publications. As people are joining, as you know, you're going into the waiting room, and so I will be managing getting people in as they join. So excuse me for the multitasking, but thanks everyone for calling. Looks like we actually have more staff on the phone than participants. We have a few, looks like phone numbers who are calling in. So I might give it another minute or so for us to get some phone calls, but this is being recorded. And so we'll have the information to share with partners that you might interact with after this call, that we can share the recording, as well as we have a note taker who's taking notes about the questions and answers that we're going to publish on our website. So I'm letting in a few more staff members are joining in now. Welcome, everyone. We're going to get started in a few minutes. We're going to allow for a few more partners, potential partners, to call in. Michelle, thank you for agreeing to be note taker. So if you need anything, just chat, let me know. But the focus of this for your notes, again, is around the question and answer, so we can get those published on the website. For those of you who are just calling in, we have mostly our community participants will be using the phone number only. And so if you don't want to be on video, you don't have to. All right, I don't see anyone left in the waiting room, so we'll get started. So hello and thank you for our interested partners on the phone for joining our information session today for the request for application process for our project for addressing systemic inequities to reduce tobacco use. My name is Tiffany Jaminet and I serve as the LPHI Policy and Equity Director and Project Manager for this project at LPHI. I'm joined on this call with a few other colleagues who will provide an overview of the request for application process for our project ASSERT. During this call, we will introduce you to LPHI and the project ASSERT RFA and review the details of the RFA that was recently announced. At the end of our review, there will be time for questions from you as participants, so please write your questions down and hold for the end. We will then compile those questions and answers and post to our website by the end of the week. Now I'd like to briefly introduce you to LPHI, or the Louisiana Public Health Institute. We are a statewide community-focused nonprofit organization committed to ensuring all Louisianans have just and fair opportunities to be healthy and well. We do this by creating authentic partnerships and through community engagement, using data and research for action, project design and implementation, policy and advocacy, technology solutions, and providing fiscal and administrative support to community-based organizations. We are headquartered in New Orleans and have staff throughout the state who work on everything from tobacco prevention and control to building healthier communities, to supporting the whole health needs of individuals and families from early childhood to older adults. In order to address tobacco health-related disparities in Louisiana's rural communities, LPHI has initiated this RFA process in order to find partners and build authentic partnerships in the selected rural communities that are challenged with poverty, limited access to healthcare services, and complex social factors like racial discrimination. Project ASSERT is funded through a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation entitled Building Capacity to Reduce Tobacco Inequities in the South and Midwest. On October 16th, we open the request for applications process, and it will run through November 6, 2020. I would like to now turn it over to my coworker, Shauna, to give an overview of Project ASSERT. Shauna? Shauna, you're on mute if you are talking.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shauna Shields, and I'm the Associate Director for the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, which is housed within LPHI. In order to address tobacco health-related disparities in Louisiana's rural communities, LPHI proposes to partner with 10 rural communities that are challenged with poverty, limited access to healthcare services, and complex social factors like racial discrimination. Through this project, LPHI will convene, organize, and house a learning collaborative of community-based organizations and rural clinics to build the capacity of Louisiana's rural communities to reduce tobacco use among African Americans, address and recognize tobacco-related disparities, and influence policy change at the local and state level. This project seeks to mobilize local community leaders, organizations, and residents in rural communities to build the capacity for grassroots policy change. Efforts will collectively address systemic inequalities and increase the use of traditional and non-traditional tobacco cessation programs for the tobacco user who wants to quit, design and promote prevention strategies for those who are not tobacco users as well. For the selected community partners, LPHI will host a virtual learning collaborative consisting of educational sessions and trainings that will build partners' current skills on tobacco cessation, community mobilization, and policy change. I'm sorry, community mobilization, policy change effort, and policy change efforts. A learning collaborative is a series of convening identified stakeholders that will take place over an identified period of time to share ideas, find solutions, and build innovation. It differs from convening in that there are a series of sessions that occur in a sequence according to the goals and objectives of the project or program. There will be two different tracks for the community-based. Did you guys lose me?
We're here.
Okay, sorry. My screen just went out. I apologize for that. There will be two different tracks for the community-based organization and rural health providers. The track for community-based organizations will be focused on community outreach programs, community mobilization, and tobacco prevention strategies. Through this project, we intend to have a positive impact on African Americans living in 10 rural low-income communities throughout Louisiana. The following communities were identified based on available data regarding socioeconomic status and other demographics of the area. They include specifically Faraday, Jonesville, Lake Providence, Tallulah, Bastrop, Delhi, Opelousas, Kentwood, St. Joseph, and Newellton. LPHI seeks submission for two types of grant opportunities: one, community-based organizations, and one for rural health clinics and federally qualified healthcare centers via online application form found on our website. For the overall use of both grant funds, please note, grant funds are to be used solely and only for grantee-specific purposes as described in the grant application. Grant funds may not be used for any other purpose without LPHI's prior written approval. No funds under this agreement shall be used for the purpose of lobbying or any political campaigns. Other funding restrictions to be mindful include: LPHI will not fund political parties, candidates, or partisan political organizations or fundraising events. Applicant must not accept funds from any tobacco company during the grant cycle. Grantees must sign a statement acknowledging this restriction. Funds cannot be used for expenses incurred prior to the signing of the agreement. The following dates are important for both grantee opportunities: November 6, 2020, submission deadline. Grant applications must be received via online submission submission process by noon Central. November 16th, 2020. Award notification. Applicants will be notified of funding decisions via email. December 1st, 2021. Contract signing deadline. Grants must be signed and returned to LPHI by this date. January and February of 2021, there will be a required meetings, a kickoff, a grantee kickoff meeting, and the first learning collaborative session will take place. I would like now to turn this over to one of our regional managers based in Alexandria, Louisiana, to review for the Community Engagement Partnership Grant. Jennifer?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I am TFL Regional Manager for Region 6, which is the Central Louisiana area. The first grant opportunity is focused on community-based organizations in these communities. Louisiana communities, especially African Americans in rural areas, are heavily impacted by chronic disease caused by smoking and tobacco use. Policy changes at the local level and state level can be positively impacted outcomes and decrease the use of tobacco. Community-based organizations can bring a deeper understanding of community needs, priorities, and assets to projects like this one. Beyond reducing tobacco use, LPHI aims to support communities in their individual efforts to improve the quality of life of their residents. This is an opportunity for community-based organizations to learn grassroots advocacy and tobacco control and prevention strategies that can be used to achieve other community goals. The 12-month grant cycle is December 1st, 2020 to November 30th, 2021. We hope that because of participating in this project, the community-based organization will strengthen organization and community capacity and skills to work on any issue to benefit the community, increase collaboration through partnerships and community coalitions, increase profile of participating organizations as catalysts for change, increase understanding of how grassroots community-led campaigns can amplify positive change among communities and improve health outcomes, reduce tobacco use and tobacco-related health inequities. If selected for this project, community-based organizations will commit to a 12-month partnership with LPHI to accomplish the following activities: complete organizational and community capacity assessment, participate in monthly meetings and educational sessions and trainings via a learning collaborative, establish or join an already established Healthy Communities Coalition, assist in the development of local smoke-free policy and engagement events, connect other community members and leaders and key decision makers to this project, assist LPHI and partners with the development of local media campaigns to educate community on tobacco use and other community health priorities, develop a referral relationship with local rural health clinics and federally qualified health centers to support clients in quitting tobacco, collaborate on the development of a community-centered tobacco cessation program, develop a sustainability plan to continue to address systemic barriers in tobacco use in the community, maintain reporting and budgeting processes. Grants will be made for up to $20,000. The funds will be distributed based on the list of deliverables below. Payments will be made in 4 installments for community-based organization grantees. The first payment will be issued within 30 days after full execution of the grant agreement. Subsequent payments will be made on a quarterly basis upon receipt and approval of reports. Applications must be submitted via the online application form by the November 6th due date. The submitted applications will be evaluated based on the following criteria: eligibility in accordance with organizational type and population of focus, which is our African Americans in rural communities in rural Louisiana; alignment with the goal of the program to address tobacco health-related disparities in Louisiana's rural communities; ability to display the organization's capacity for the successful completion of this grant project, clear history of working with the community within targeted rural geography, and having the capacity to impact policy change through stated project activities. Demonstrated ability and commitment to positively elevate the voice of the community, especially African Americans in the area. Ability to participate in virtual meetings and training sessions with organizations, technology, and equipment. Applicants are to submit a budget based on the template provided in the RFA. The budget is to be developed to cover the time period of December 1st, 2020 to November 30th, 2021. Budget should be based on the best available estimates of time and expense, and itemized expenses should include all estimated expenses for the year. A budget narrative is also needed to provide details that explain the proposed expenses and justify their use for the project. LPHI will consider the following categories for budget, for proposed budgets: salaries of staff with related health benefits, in-state travel, conferences, meetings, trainings, office supplies and materials, office space rent, and a maximum of 12% indirect cost. Any other category requested should include a very detailed justification for consideration. Please refer to the RFA document for more information. Now I'd like to turn it to Tanya Moore, our Executive Director for Tobacco Free Living.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tanya Moore, the director for the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living and team member for the Project ASSERT. The second grant opportunity is focused on rural health providers that serve these rural communities. LPHI proposes to partner with 10 rural health centers or clinics that provide primary care access to socioeconomically and geographically disadvantaged communities. LPHI is collaborating with the Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center's School of Public Health Tobacco Control Initiative, which is TCI, to implement this project in rural health centers. This partnership will assist clinics in adopting effective and evidence-based practices in tobacco prevention and control for their organization. This is also an opportunity for rural clinics to increase their capacity to provide comprehensive tobacco cessation services to their patients and increase their community linkages to achieve community goals. LPHI, along with the rural health clinics and federally qualified health centers, will play an important role in conducting systems change, interventions, and community advocacy to promote healthy environments and support tobacco cessation. Through the Learning Collaborative previously mentioned, LPHI will provide training opportunities and a forum for peer-to-peer exchange and learning for participating organizations to enhance the following evidence-based and informed services: tobacco screenings, cessation treatment, conduct tobacco intervention provider trainings, and reduce tobacco inequities to create healthier communities. These are effective and evidence-based practices in tobacco prevention and control for healthcare providers. The 12-month grant cycle is December 1st, 2020 to November 30th, 2021. We hope that because of participating in this project, the rural health providers will increase tobacco cessation services in rural communities, strengthen organizational and community capacity and skills to work on any issue to benefit the community, increase collaboration through partnerships and community coalitions, increase service offerings to include certified tobacco treatment services, a billable service, strengthen referral services to smoking cessation resources, Quitline Tobacco Trust Services, and certified tobacco treatment specialists. Also, promote positive change among communities and improve health outcomes. Reduce tobacco use and tobacco-related health inequities. The Learning Collaborative will support rural health centers and FQHCs on interventions or activities that can address common barriers faced by populations in rural communities who smoke, including but not limited to implement strategies from the clinical practice guidelines for treating tobacco use within rural primary care healthcare settings, which include provisions and documentation of screening, treatment, and referral. Increase grassroots involvement in local community coalitions, activities, and events, and track engagement efforts. Increase knowledge of tobacco prevention and best practices for healthcare providers and communities. Increase the number of comprehensive smoke-free policies in local communities. Document lessons learned and contribute to best practices reaching target community and population. Increase understanding of referral sources for tobacco cessation. Develop output such as toolkits, community outreach, educational materials, media messages, task force, new partnerships, etc. If selected for this project, clinics will commit to a 12-month relationship with LPHI and TCI to accomplish and complete the following. The first, complete health center, clinic, and provider assessments and help facilitate patient health assessments and tobacco cessation clinical health assessment. Participate in monthly meetings and educational sessions and trainings via a virtual learning collaborative, embed tobacco use screenings and treatment and or referral fields into existing electronic health record systems. Communicate and promote any tobacco cessation service offering by the health provider throughout the community. Join a healthy communities coalition and assist in the development of a local smoke-free policy and engagement events. Connect patients, other community members, and leaders, key decision makers to this project. Develop a referral relationship between rural health centers and community-based organizations to support clients in quitting tobacco. Collaborate on the development of a community-centered tobacco cessation program and maintain reporting and budgeting processes. Grants will be made in the amount of up to $7,000. Payments will be made in two installments of up to $3,500 each. The first payment will be issued within 30 days after full execution of the grant agreement and completion of clinical and provide assessment. The final payment will be made upon receipt and approval of completed participation in the Learning Collaborative and the final report. Regarding the process, applications must be submitted online application form by November 6th, which is the due date. The submitted applicants will be evaluated based on the following criteria. Eligibility in accordance with organizational type, that's rural health centers and FQHCs, and population focus. Population focus include African Americans in the 10 rural Louisiana communities. alignment with the goal of the program, that's to address tobacco health-related disparities in Louisiana's rural communities, the ability to display the organization's capacity for successful completion of the grant project, clear history of working with the community within targeted rural geography, and having the capacity to impact policy change through stated project activities. Demonstrated ability to incorporate clinical practice guidelines and implement them within a quality improvement process. Ability to participate in virtual meetings and training sessions with the organization's technology and equipment. Applications are to submit a budget based on the template provided in the request for application. The budget is to be developed to cover the time period of December 1st, 2020 to November 30th, 2021. Budgets should be based on the best available estimates of time and expense, and itemized expenses should include all estimated expenses for the year. A budget narrative is also needed to provide details that explain the proposed expenses and justify their use for the project. LPHI will consider the following categories for the proposed budgets: salaries of staff with related health benefits, external consultant or professional fees, in-state travel, conferences, meetings, trainings, office supplies and materials, office space and rent, and max of 12% indirect cost. Any other category requested should include a very detailed justification for consideration. Please note that LPHI plans to pay for the tobacco cessation specialist training for identified clinical staff separate from the grant budget. Please refer to the request for application document for more information. Now I'd like to turn it back over to Tiffany for more information. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tanya, Shauna, and Jennifer for going over the overview. There's been a few questions that have already come through, and we'll get into questions and answers soon. The first one about the video, the recording for this. We will have some notes and the transcript available on our website. Hopefully this recording comes out well, and we can post that also. But we'll definitely make sure we get all the notes out, and it will be posted on the website, LPHI's website for Project Assert. It would be helpful to know our partners who have joined in on the call. We see a few, and we can also, if we have your contact information, work on ensuring that you have the documents and the recording after this. And so for our partners on the call, our interested partners, if you could share with us, if you feel like you are interested in sharing your interests, with everyone who's on the phone, that would be great. If you can unmute yourself and share who you are and what organization you're with.
This is Tracy Ante. I'm with Opelousas General Foundation and Healthy St. Landry.
Thanks, Tracy. Welcome. Anyone else?
This is Dorothy Oliver with LaSalle Community Action.
Hi, Dorothy. Thank you. We have a few more who would share who's on the phone.
Good evening. This is Alicia Ciprian from Southeast Community Health Systems.
Hi, Dr. Ciprian. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I think we might have one more who's joined by phone. We don't know who that person is. If you wouldn't mind sharing who you are.
Hi,
Well, we will move into questions and answers right now. And so if you haven't shared, you know, if you have a question, you can also introduce yourself. Again, we are taking notes and we will post the Q&A on our website as soon as we can. There's one question I like to share that we received previous to this, and it is around community capacity building when it comes to the focus of this project, which is tobacco control. We've received questions around other community priorities and can those be addressed with, through this project. And we do want partners to know that we are very open to this being a true partnership where we want to hear from you in the RFA. There's a question asking about other community priorities. So we want to ensure that you know that if you tell us that tobacco is not necessarily the main priority in the community right now, whether it's COVID or other social justice issues, we really want to work with your organization to build the capacity to do some positive policy changes. And so that's, specifically geared to the community-based organizations. But we also hope that this is an opportunity for our rural health clinics and FQHCs in those communities to build their tobacco cessation services, as well as those partnership linkages to also be a part of the important community mobilization effort. So I'll open it right now to see if those on the phone, if you have any other questions you would like to pose to us right now. Any other questions? We want to make sure that it's clear about what we're seeking with this partnership and the application process. We try to make the application form as simple as possible to get to know you and your organization. But if there are any issues with the form itself, because it is online and a website-based form, please let me know. And we will try to accommodate whether it's a Word document that you can share or, a different type of format to get the application in. We will try to accommodate you. In the RFA, we also have a list of all the regional managers that are out in the local areas who can provide information on the pre-existing Healthy Communities Coalition. And so you have their contact information in the request for applications document. I believe it's Appendix C. You can find contact information for the local staff that we have out in the regions. I will open it one more time to see if there's any questions out there. All right. Well, hearing none, we will close this info call out early, which I'm sure everyone is okay with. Please remember that the deadline to submit is November 6th at noon. And again, if you have any questions, go to our website. We'll try to keep it updated with the latest information, or you can always email me. And thank you.
Well, before you leave, I do have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I had to unmute. Star 6, it is. For the rural health centers, is it required that they be the federally qualified health center?
No, ma'am. It is not required that the center has to be FQHC. We are looking for also just rural health clinics, the RHC certification, though. So we are aware that there's some rural health clinics that aren't FQHCs, and that's completely fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any more questions? I know we have a late caller to join. We got through the call really early. And so this recording will be available and we'll also have notes on the website for everyone. We'd like to thank you in advance for your time and effort in filling out the application. If you have other partners in the other communities, please share that we have this opportunity out. And we look forward to partnering with everyone. Thank you for your time, everyone. Have a good afternoon or evening.
Thank you.
Bye.